including going to Sydney, and we'll talk about that. But when you relocate halfway across the world, it's not all going to be peaches and cream. It's not like coming for a two-year holiday. And every time we spoke to you at the end of last year, everything really was quite hunky-dory and things were going swimmingly. But I want to know, have you at any point sort of hit what you might call a wall? Have you become homesick? Christmas, Thanksgiving, those sort of occasions?
Absolutely. I think once we got settled into a house, the kids settled into school and Mark into work, then all the to-do lists kind of diminished to nil. And then like, oh, look where I'm at, but oh, look what I left, you know? And so that was difficult. And there was a bit of a time where I was homesick. And thank goodness we have internet and phone calls and webcams, and it really helped quite a bit. But it was a difficult time for probably 2-3 weeks until the excitement of Christmas kicked in. And we got over that hill that we hit the wall and climbed over it. And you climb over it by getting out and doing things and appreciating where you really are and taking it in and just keep on going.
So you got here August 2nd.
Yes.
When would you say you hit the wall? Just give me a sense of that. It was obviously before Christmas.
Yeah, I would say it was probably the beginning of December.
Uh-huh.
Is when we hit the wall. Yeah. I mean, we had moved into the house mid-October.
Yeah, because you went through a whole series of different rental properties, didn't you? I remember that.
A lot.
Yeah. So once you finally found somewhere that was going to be home,
yes.
That, as you said, that was another thing off the to-do list.
Exactly.
And once that to-do list eventually ran out, so what have you been doing to keep busy? Because we know Mark's, from day one, Mark's had work to
get
to.
Yes, he has.
The girls very quickly got into school.
Yes, thank goodness.
What about you? What have you been doing?
Well, I have been organizing our home.
Okay.
And unpacking and...
But that stuff's going to run out as well, isn't it?
It does. I run the kids around a lot.
Yes.
And the biggest thing that I'm doing is making friends. Aussie friends, and there are a few American friends. And just and going out for walks, listening to the birds, going shopping, having lunch with the friends, both Aussie and Americans, planning our trips that we want to do, planning barbecues, spending time in the pool now that it's hot.
Yep.
So it's there's a lot to do.
How important has it been having American friends here?
Very, very important, but it's not my sole source of friendship because, again, I want to experience Australian life and find out all that there is to find out.
But the reason I ask that is I think a lot of people through your experience have maybe learned some things about what it might be like if they decided to go overseas.
Yeah.
And if you can find some Australian friends amongst your friends, then I suppose you've got things in common.
It does. It kind of gives you a base to go back to share commonalities. But it also... It's just the greatest thing to go out and meet Aussie people of the country that you're in.
But Australians don't understand Thanksgiving, probably Super Bowl on Monday.
Right.
You're probably going to get with American friends and watch that, or?
If it happens. Our teams aren't in it, so it's not that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. 6:45, 612 ABC Brisbane. Come on in, Anne, and take the photo. We're just going to get a picture for the webcam. Laurie Hagenmeyer. Wait, no, you don't want me. Come on here. That's all right. We have plenty of room in the minibus. There's plenty of room here. Righto. So there we go. Big smile for the website. I won't make you talk while we're taking the photo. There we go. That'll be on our website later this morning. So tell us all the exciting things that you've done. Let's forget the wall and hitting the wall.
Yeah,
where have you been? What have you done?
Oh, we have done so much, but I think there's just so much more to do. We've been to Tangalooma. We have been to Sunshine Coast, Maroochydore, Mooloolaba. The Gold Coast, we've been to some amusement parks, Lone Pine, of course, South Bank. I finally got to ride the City Cat and, up and down the river. River Fire, of course, was fabulous. We love Rocks Riverside Park and going biking and walking the trails and...
Sydney you went to.
Yeah, Sydney.
Yeah,
yes,
that's,
good heavens.
Like you mentioned
Sydney.
River Fire, but you
yeah,
River
Sydney.
Fire was just an entree because you saw the New Year fireworks in Sydney.
We did. It was fabulous. We were at the Rocks, and we were right in between the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House, and it was absolutely fabulous and phenomenal and once in a lifetime, and we're so happy that we did it.
Cool. And how long are you in Brisbane for?
We're in Brisbane until 2008.
Okay, so the plan is the same. So another year, another 2 full years or another year?
Another year and a half.
Another year
and a half. Yeah, this is our 6 month mark.
All right. And when we talk to you maybe in 6 months' time, what do you hope to have achieved between now and this coming August?
We we want to get to Melbourne and Adelaide and Cairns and New Zealand, maybe even Tasmania. We want to go to Uluru, Lamington, Mount Tambourine.
So there's still plenty to keep you busy. All right.
There really is.
Well, great to catch up with you this morning, Laurie. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Spencer, and all the listeners.
Well, everyone's been asking. People have to say, oh, you know, what about that American family? You know, what are they up to? Are they still here? Well, of course, you're still here. Yeah. And I've got to mention as well that you were inquiring about my favorite TV show of all time, Doctor Who. So we fixed you up there with a DVD from Doctor Who because it is the greatest
Thank
TV show
you.
In the world.
Thank
so you've got to go and enjoy that. All right, Laurie Hagenmeyer, the photo will be on the website a little bit later this morning. She and the family are thriving here in the best city in the world, of course. It's 12 to 7.
12 ABC Brisbane Feedback Line.
G'day.